You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action from Musselburgh on this edition. There's also racing at Epsom domestically, a good card over at Tipperary, a good mixed card over at Tipperary, and of course it is Arc Day over at Shantee. Six Group 1 races in total on Sunday. You'll hear every race live here on William Hill's Racing Radio on Sunday. It promises to be a fantastic day. Ollie Pimlott, Rory DeLaghi and John Budden in the studio from 1pm. Sam Norris here, and joining me on today's version of the podcast is Paddy Aspel. How are you, Paddy?
I'm in good form, Sam. How are you?
Good, yeah. Not too bad at all, thank you. We're recording this podcast just around about 10 minutes after the Cambridgeshire, which was the big race, of course, on Saturday. And what was a good day of racing on Saturday. Not many people would have predicted the winner of the big race, the Cambridgeshire. Not many would have had the TriCast either, Paddy. 50-1, 100-1 and 50-1 filled the frame.
Yeah, probably. And what price was the fourth? Probably wouldn't even have predicted the first four,
no,
would you?
Yeah, you're probably right.
But yeah, that's one of them races. But then again, Sunderland are winning away from home, so results are very difficult to predict at times. But
16-1, the fourth was.
Oh, well, there you go. But I mean, Dolphin Vista, you could have never picked him in a million years. Sans Chorus was carrying a bit of overweight, was coming here as a massive outsider. Les Ayres was third, similar thing. They had the right to take their place, but you wouldn't have certainly had them as a contender. But I mean, Dolphin Vista had been the horse had previously been the care of Richard Fahey's, and he was a winner for Richard Fahey, but been desperately disappointing, especially last time on his debut for Martin Mead. So look, he's completely out of the water today, but that's the type of result you'll get in a race like that, and notoriously hard to predict, but nonetheless good race and good winner for George Wood.
Yeah, massive for George Wood, Paddy, who of course has been fighting it out for the apprentice title this season, and I suppose these apprentices, they're only in fashion for a short period. You've got to make hay while the sun shines, and winning these big races when you're potentially losing your claim next year are absolutely massive.
Yeah, without a doubt, but I'll be honest with you, Sam. I mean, a bit ability-wise, you know, apprentices will get used, but if they've got the right mentality, they'll continue to be used as they progress, because, you know, this racing job is not all about the riding isn't all of it. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, obviously it's a massive part of it, but when you are on a level playing field with the so-called older lads and you're lacking the years and experience of what they have, if you've got a bit of personality and the mentality and the outlook, you'll hold your own. So, and I do think there's lads, like the likes of, I don't know George very well, to be honest, so I can't really comment on George, but you know, two lads that I'd know a good bit more about, in particular Dave Egan and Kieran Schumark, the other guys who are in contention to win it. You know, they've got great mentalities and very wise heads for young lads. So they're lads that I'd be very surprised aren't going to be on the scene for a long time. You know, they've got a great mindset. Obviously, fantastic riding ability. Riding a horse will never be a problem to them two guys. But, you know, they're good lads. They're very grounded, as obviously Dave Egan's dad, John, will keep him well grounded. And also, same comment applies to Kieran Schumacher. And it'll be interesting to see who wins it, because they'd both be very, very deserving winners. And but mark my words, they're two lads that will be around for quite a while to come. They're the next big names, so to speak. Yeah. Even though one of them is going to be champion apprentice and you say, oh, he's made it, he's a big name. They've not made it, but, you know, there's no doubt they will be on the scene for a good while to come just yet.
Okay. Dolphin Vista then, of course, winning the The big race at Newmarket, but there was a couple of Group 1s a little bit earlier on in the card. Both went the way of Aidan O'Brien. We'll start with Clemmy, who won the Cheveley Park Stakes, race over 6 furlongs, and is now 4-1 for the 2018 1,000 Guineas. And she is obviously very well related, a full sister to Churchill, who was an impressive two-year-old and went on to win good races at 3. She was very impressive once again, Paddy.
Yeah, very strong to the line, Sam. Mm. That was the most impressive thing, I think. And Ryan Moore has never hidden the fact of the sort of regard he's held her in, and you know, he has quoted us in she's the best two-year-old he's ridden, and it just showed today, and just showed you exactly as people will know what a shrewd judge he is, because it was just the way she went to the line, very authoritative, and you know, it was a fantastic performance. And yeah, look, you're getting to that time of year where, like we've seen in the last race there at Newmarket, you can see some funny results. Horses are a little bit tired, a little bit stale this time of the year, but Clemmy, you know, so well related, and like I've mentioned, highly regarded, but she's producing when required as well. And you know, the fact that I thought the French horses were an absolute blinder. I mean, cost €8,000, I think, as a foal.
Yeah.
So it just shows the value that can be had, but that's a different part of the job altogether. But I thought it looked visually like it rode a strong race. But yeah, visually, Clemmy was very, very taken, and I'm sure Ryan's opinion of her has just only been enhanced today, and rightly so.
Yeah, and the other Group 1 on the card went the way of Aidan O'Brien as well, but perhaps to a lesser light, US Navy Flag winning the Middle Park Stakes. It wouldn't have been the obvious one on people's mind, particularly from that yard, Paddy, but such is the embarrassment of riches from Ballydoll, you can't discount any of them, regardless of the price next to their name.
Yeah, I think because US Navy Flag hasn't always looked the most willing of candidates, he's been put on the naughty list, so to speak, by an awful lot of punters, really. And I think in doing that, they were right, because until he's had the headgear on, it straightened this horse out,
yeah,
and just manned him up a bit. And even today with the headgear on, you've seen that he will only just do enough to win. But that said, today he's been ridden differently because he was allowed to run into the race gradually. Normally, this horse has been on the front end, and I think connections are doing that because they don't want him to labour in behind, because so many horses, once they get crowded and get buried deep, they'll just bin a race off, and I suppose they've ridden him like that to prevent him from doing that. But today he's just showed that how capable he is, and I won't say how genuine, because yeah, like I said, we did see him in the finish. He only does what's required, which an awful lot of great racehorses do, which
yes.
I like.
Yeah.
A lot of people will crib horses for it, and rightly so. But I think in a good race, a good horse can be ridden differently, because if he's surrounded by good horses, they'll take him further up the track. You know, because it's like humans. Not all horses and humans are the same. We're lazy. We don't want to. We don't want to do too much.
Yes.
If you can walk 1 mile instead of walking two, you'll do that.
Yeah.
Horses, the clever ones, are just the same. Whereas US Navy Flag, he's been taken well up the track today. He's been able to do it easy, and when he has arrived on the scene, he's, like I've said, he's only just done the required amount, but you know, top man aboard, Shamie Heffernan, he'll know this horse like the back of his hand. But maybe now he might just start to get the recognition that his talent deserves. But I mean, it was a great race. And Aidan's other horse, the Donegal Road, was, you know, he chased him home. And
for a
few strides, looked like maybe he was going to go by US Navy Flag. But two very, very good horses. And I mean, they had a fantastic horse in Mark Johnson's Card Sharp over 2 lengths behind them.
Mm.
So, you know, it was a good effort. And like I've said, maybe now he might just start to get the recognition that his ability deserves.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a quick word on some of tomorrow's action as well then, Paddy, before we dive into the racing at Musselburgh. We've got the Art coming up, of course, from Chantier. A fantastic day of racing. And Enable's just been a little bit weak in the betting. Has eased out to even money now. It's then 8-1 for Ulysses and 8-1 for Winter. Just a quick look ahead to the Arc. Is it still Enable's race to lose? You can understand why it's weak in the betting, because mm-hmm. with her taking such a big chunk out of it, it's become a great each-way race.
It has. And obviously, you've got to take the weather into account as
yes.
well, Sammy. And plus, this horse, as we've seen maybe by his previous record, you don't want to label him that just yet, but a lot of it is to do with the start. If he gets the start right, gets into a rhythm, horse is happy, jockey's happy, it'll count for an awful lot. Very, very talented individual. But what we've seen is, when it comes down to it, very, very durable also. Has gone on all ground. Trip-wise, Frankie gets on great. And just very, very little to crib about Enable, really. Apart from, and probably I've been a little bit too critical in saying about the start-wise. And I think maybe is over them sort of issues, really. But Ulysses, we all know, has got to be played late. But Jim Crowley knows every hair on this horse's back by now. He knows how far he can push it. So punters can have that assurance on their side. And I've said, Jim knows the horse so well now. And you've probably got to have a bit of confidence in both horse and jockey if you're watching it. You know, not to be panicking, because he really does have to be on the scene very, very late. But all round, I mean, it's a fantastic race. I think Winter really is a massive price.
Will she stay?
Well, obviously, probably that's what's reflecting the price, isn't it? But, I mean, look, there's, like we mentioned earlier, there's absolutely never and never will be any guarantees in this job. So there's always risks attached, but it's just trying to find the less of the two evils. But what a fantastic race. I'm looking forward to watching it. I hope the weather doesn't close in anymore, because then that can always create excuses before the event even occurs. So I hope it stays as it is, and I'm pretty sure we'll have a fantastic race with all the best horses, best jockeys, and it's just really something for people to savour.
Yeah, should be a cracking day at Shanty on Sunday, that is for sure. The ARC due off around about 3:05. Let's deal with matters closer to home then and look at a couple of races on Musselburgh's card, which Paddy has picked out for Sunday, beginning with the 4:10. This is a filly's handicap over a mile. A field of eight lineup to take this chance, and a nice little heat this, Paddy, because plenty of these arrive here in some sort of form.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and I mean, it might be fairly obvious to the listeners who I'm going to plumb for, but it was set in stone for Pat Shanahan, because I think he's trained this horse fantastically well. Goes on the ground, Sammy. Rowan Scott has seemed to really click with this animal. It's won down south, it's won up north, because so many times northern form will be knocked, because when they go down south they get completely blown out of the water. But Set in Stone has won very nicely at Newbury. It's also a course and distance winner up at Musselburgh. Will go on the ground. Yeah, look, is up to a mark of 92 now, but the fact that, you know, connections are keeping faith in Rowan in, you know, such a warm race, it pays credit to them, and I hope they're rewarded tomorrow, because for me there are some other talented individuals, but also maybe horses that are just coming to the end of their season, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But I think it's very, very possible. Drawn in seven, I think got an outstanding chance for me.
Okay. Set in Stone then in the 4:10 for Pat Shanahan and Rowan Scott in the Thistle Bloodstock colours. That's the 4:10 at Musselburgh. The final race on their card on Sunday is an apprentice handicap over five furlongs. This is the 5:20. 14 lined up. A lot of people would shy away from a race of this nature, Paddy, but you've gone straight for it. Apprentice handicap, plenty of runners. It was a bit of a minefield to my eye.
Yeah, there's no doubt it is a bit of a minefield, but at the same time, if you dig deep enough, there's a few leads in there, because, and the one I had plumb for was number 11, Vesheka of Kenny Johnson's. This one didn't run too badly at all up at Musselburgh last time. Missed a beat at the start, and it proved vital in the end. And just, for me, ran far better than its finishing position would say. It's drawn 14 of 14. It's got a fantastic up-and-coming rider on board in Jamie Gormley, who's going to take five off. So, with that five off, look, this is a very, very moderate animal, but it's running off a mark of 42, Sam. And by no means is this a strong event. Be interesting to see how bad the ground is there tomorrow. But for me, I think this one has got a very, very, very good chance. And like I say, we've got far more quantity than quality on show. So that's why you've got to dig that little bit deeper at times. And I'm hoping that I've found the listeners a winner there.
Okay, Vishaka then in that 5:20 race at Musselburgh. Thank you very much for that, Paddy. Best of luck with the selections on Sunday. We are live from 1 p.m. on Racing Radio for Epsom, Musselburgh, Tipperary and Shanty. Of course, it is Arc Day. Hope you can join us for all of that and we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.